You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Pete in New Jersey's got a washing machine that's causing a bunch of trouble. How can we help?
Yes, my washing machine, every time we run the washing machine for the first load of the week or a couple of days, it's got a very stagnant water, almost like a pond smell to it. Hmm. We have to run the water and let it out. And then,
like, run the load empty. This sounds like a trap issue.
Yeah, it sounds like you may be having sewage gas that's backing up into the washing machine. The drain on this is the first place I would start looking at this, Peter. You want to make sure that the water is going through a trap. Do you know what a trap is? It's like a U-shaped pipe.
Yes, and actually, you know what? It does not appear to be going through a trap.
And well, that
it's coming straight out of the back of the washing machine and then to the hose.
Right.
It goes, and then the hose runs into a septic system.
Well, that's why you're getting, right? That's why you're getting the
scent.
Well,
I mean, it's going to come out in a hose, but where it connects into a pipe, the pipe has to have a trap in it. So you may be pulling sewage gas back up that drain hose into the machine. You need to take a look at the drain plumbing on this, Peter. I think that's going to solve your problem.
And just put a U-shaped trap in there in that connector line, and then I should be okay?
Yes, it has to be a fairly tall trap.
Right.
Because that water's going to sit there in the bottom and trap those gases
exactly.
And keep that scent from coming up. And that should really do the trick.
Make sure that drain is higher than the washing machine, too, or you're going to have a leak issue.
Okay. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should, too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.